The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them weak to
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And it is the Tuesday edition, so you know we will be going to Grand Bahama in short order. The Freeport Report, like we do each and every Tuesday. As you know, each and every Tuesday, great supplement in the Nassau Guardian, the Grand Bahama News, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Everything, you know, Grand Bahama related, everything was going on. And we'll catch up with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper on the flip side of the break. But the lines will be open. You have your questions. You have your comments. You want to chime in? Here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. But before we get down to Grand Bahama, let's have a gander at the headlines.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Government urged to act to lower food costs. Sands calls on government to remove VAT from healthy foods. Story by Tanika Thompson. Physicians threaten action over outstanding industrial agreement. Mother who admitted to child cruelty failed to appear for sentencing. Story by Artesia Davis. A 23-year-old mother on Monday failed to appear for her sentencing hearing. The woman admitted a charge of cruelty to children at her arraignment before Senior Magistrate Anishka Isaacs last month after her 6-year-old daughter was found walking unattended on Market Street on December 13th. Montague sewage cleanup, work to repair a sewage leak continued on Montague Park yesterday. The park was closed over the weekend due to public health concerns, as it should have been in order to clean that up. And Davis urges officers to restore trust with the public. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Mr. Davis, shouldn't you also be restoring some trust with the public on that and multiple other levels? The irony of that statement. And that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We're going to get to the first break right now. Flip side of the first break, we'll be heading to Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report, we'll touch base with Sarah Kirkby. Darren Cooper should be chiming in. So buckle up. The first Freeport Report of the new year comes your way right after this, as the Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. Me burn a fire pan a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. The way goes by so long and implantation. I me never get
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger-licking good.
I'm going to say Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking balls, and hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People now fire upon a we got Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. The way goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell. And all those fans that chin that
chin. We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads. 4:20 p.m. is the time. One of my favorite times of day. Down to Grand Bahama, as you know, we're into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Let's head on down to Grand Bahama. We've got Sarah Kirkby live. I'm sure Darren Cooper will be chiming in short order. Sarah, Happy New Year. All the best to you and yours. We're back at it
Happy
again.
New
the first
Year.
Freeport report for 2025. How goes it?
It's great. It's lovely and cool up here, and it's going to get really cold tonight. I'm happy.
Yeah.
The only one, probably. But that's because my hair looks good, so I'm happy.
Typical female responses to the cold weather.
Total
my hair
female.
Looks good so
Total
we can freeze.
Female.
I exactly. died of frostbite, but my hair looked good.
But my hair looked amazing, so it was good. I'm doing good. Did you have a wonderful Christmas?
Yes, man. I had an awesome Christmas, man. A great Christmas. MJ
good.
And the boys took great care of me, man. I had a great time, you know, seeing our son in town from school. So it was definitely Aww. A good time. Definitely a good
nice.
Time.
Yeah. No, it was a lovely Christmas. I definitely have to say I probably partied through November and December, so I'm bravely going to try a dry January.
A dry January.
Yes. I'm on day, what are we, day 8. I'm struggling through. 7? What day are we? Day 7. Here I go.
There you go. You know, it could happen. It could happen.
It could happen. It could happen. We'll see. Anyway, things are good in Freeport. Lots of things happening and a lot of people looking forward to big things for the island this year. A lot of things supposed to be coming to fruition. So let's see what happens.
But Sarah, let's be honest. I mean, we've been doing this 2 years on this show and they've supposed to be coming to fruition for the last 2 years. We've been talking about it.
Well, there's certain things that are coming to fruition. Everything else is going around it just fine. The shipyard, I heard a wonderful report that everything is on target for that. I mean, that's a $650 million project. That's
definitely
huge for this island. And it's going to be where before. It means housing. It means supermarkets will get better because there's more people buying things. But all of these things are dependent on two very big things that have not been done. And they are on Grand Bahama's wish list. We said it before.
Airport, hotel, hotel, airport.
You got it, baby. That's what we want for Christmas. I mean, we wanted it for Christmas.
You mean for Christmas 2025, because they happening for 2024.
No, and we were hoping
the Grinch stole that one.
Yeah, so that those are the big goals for us, for the island. We need them. I mean, everything else is moving ahead, but it is imperative that we have more hotel rooms to accommodate the shipyard and what will happen with people coming in and out to get to the shipyard when these ships come in and they need places for their crews to stay. So this is imperative. And then also the flights. We had that experience over the holidays. The flights were full. I mean, the great news was Western Air doubled its flights in Grand Bahama to Fort Lauderdale, which saved a lot of people, especially with all the Bahamas Air things that went on. So that Western Air has been amazing for us in that aspect.
Well, I'm glad to know that, like I said, that those things are coming to fruition. But yeah. Wouldn't they be even better if they had those other components to go along with?
It would be phenomenal. And so, you know, I'm hoping for an update. I'm still waiting. We did speak out to, we reached out to the minister, and she gave us an update on things that she felt were important.
She actually spoke to you, though?
She did. She gave us a statement and everything.
There they go. You got a whole official statement, eh? Stop it.
I know. I felt very proud. And we got one from the minister of the MP for West End. And so we have that as well. So that's in our paper today. And comments also from other people in the community, Ian Roll, as well as Magnus Alnabeck. And we also have opposition also making comments. So we got everybody's comments for what they're looking for 2025. The minister for Grand Bahama, as well as the MP for West End, are concentrating on things happening entrepreneurial-wise, the bazaar, as well as opening a key school, which is pretty big news for them. So that's what they are, while the other people mentioned those same two subjects that we keep talking about.
I mean, I like everything, but wouldn't they be, like, again, wouldn't they be key components to making everything else go?
Yeah, they
are. Cogs in the wheel?
You know, hopefully they're working on that. But, you know, the minister did point out, she was talking about the also talked about the $80 million RCCL project, MCI and ITM cruise port, which we're waiting to hear an update on about that. She talked about the Lithuanian $100 million terminal transformation. That's down in the east of the island. And then, of course, the shipyard and the transformation 210 Freeport Health Campus. So that's, she says it's over $2 billion in investments. It's huge. And those projects are all going forward as far as we know. So the main thing for us now is to have the airport and the hotel to support those.
She also the airport and need the hotel, man.
I know. But people have got to be sick of us saying it. We're sick of saying it. We need it to be done. So I'm hoping we're getting an update. And I hope that's the key things. And I hope as a minister and that the MP Kingsley Smith is, you know, that they're pushing for this as well. They know it's imperative for them. So, you know, everybody wants to see this done. I mean, people will argue, they spend hours arguing here over which is more important, the hotel or the airport. So, you know, but one, it's just, I don't care right now. I'd like one of them going, I'll be quite honest. I'm excited about what's happening at the shipyard, Carnival. There's a buzz. There's people working all over on Carnival. If this other new project comes to fruition with RCCL and MSC, that would be fantastic. But then we also did a great story on Wassum, and Wassum's doing fantastically well. That's the medical school.
Right, and that has been doing well.
It is.
Growing year by year.
Yeah, and they've got their 10th stage of students coming in. So they've gone all the way through. They've got, they've done two million? Hold on, I want to read it in the paper. Wassum has awarded approximately 2 million in scholarships to Bahamian students. 6 of the Bahamian students are in clerkships in Chicago at St. Anthony Hospital, clerkships at the campus here in Freeport. And they've also signed an understanding with Doctors Hospital in Nassau, as well as part of that internship as well. So that's really great.
That's very broad, and that's very good, too. And it's,
well,
it's
fun
to reach out. That's good stuff.
And these medical students are also volunteering all over. And, you know, we understand they're also hoping to help Infinity health-wise as well. I don't know all the details on that, but I really hope something's going to come for that as well. So these are the things that are happening for us. There's also a huge...
There's some couple other stories I know you want to touch on, but just let's get this call in real quick, Sarah, and then we get to those other stories, because I still want to talk about the legal year opening. I want to talk some more about Wasom a little bit too, because people don't understand that the college town that's kind of sprung up in Grand Bahama as well. But let's get this call first. Talking Heads.
Hey, yes, good afternoon, Dottie. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, my brother. All is well with you and yours?
All is well.
All the best to you in 2025,
Sarah. Sarah, do you know if RC, what was their original intent when there was consideration for them purchasing the hotel?
What I remember with the hotel was that it was the hotel deal was done to be with the harbor, right? And it was going to be a home port. So that would mean that people would come in, they would stay overnight in the hotel, and then they would go on their cruise from here. That was what I had thought the original intention was. And then when the COVID happened, I had understood that ITM had dropped out because of financial problems because of COVID. And then RCL, I think, was still buying, RCCL, sorry, was still buying the hotel. I thought that was a deal that Minutes had made along with Paradise Island. But, you know, he had mentioned that in a report later on when he spoke about it. But as far as I know, the deal then went defunct. I don't know if RCCL pulled out or the government changed its mind on that because the government did bring in another purchaser, but unfortunately, as we all know, that didn't happen. So we're still waiting for a new one to come online.
I would think that...
From what I know.
You know, the government is presently subsidizing this hotel at the tune of, I think, like $2 million a year. I mean, $2 million a month. That's like almost $25 million a year. If you multiply it by five, if they don't get this hotel sold, that's $125 million. That'd be what taxpayers' money that would have gone into this hotel without any kind of return on our investment. I mean, they just might as well give this hotel away. Give it to somebody. Offload it for a dollar, whatever. Take that burden off us as taxpayers and see, you know, if somebody else can do something with the hotel, you know. That is my...
I don't disagree with you. I agree with you completely. When Naughty's asked me about it, I constantly said I think they should call Richard Branson up, paint that big ship red, and give it to him, and let's get it started. It's a beautiful property. I grew up in that hotel, so I would love to see it restart. It's very disheartening to see it not full.
I would hate to see another year come and go, and that hotel is just languishing there with no kind of, you know, future. Anyhow, thanks, Matt. Have a good day, Naughty.
You too, brother. All the best, man. Thanks for your call, as always. Let's get to this other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing? And your co-host.
Hey, what's going on, GNN?
Well, it's almost January the 10th, and several months ago, I was trying to plan the first ever Aloftus Roker, where we had named the event after each different political hero, fighter. But this year was supposed to be the Aloftus Roker flag, the Bahamian National Flag Day and Float Parade. I got several persons involved. Cisco Bahamas was to come on board. Mr. Harding and his crew at Bahamas International Food wanted to come on board. Several persons wanted to come on board under the patronage of all political parties, putting down their political colors and coming together as nationalists and doing a float parade, flag day, and mini rally. But however, it didn't come off because of United, my little handicaps. I couldn't put it all together. But for next year, January the 10th, hopefully we'll be able to want a positive change in their country, and we will start to do things of that nature. So I got a whole year now. I'm looking for everybody to call in and lend a helping hand, okay? And I wanted to say that.
Keep me posted on that, and we'll try to get it out there for you, all right, my brother?
Yeah, man, naughty man.
Sounds like a good initiative. I would support something like that.
Yeah, man. Okay. All right.
All right. Do well, bro. Feel better. Be safe. All right, Sarah, let's get back to Grand Bahama and a couple of those other stories that we had down there. And like I said, it's been a couple of weeks since we talked. So,
yeah.
So I'm glad to see a lot of things popping off.
Yeah, well, we had the junk canoe go back to West End. It was a 3 a.m. start, so we're doing what you guys normally do. Because you remember, we went to this 8 o'clock time years ago in Freeport. So they moved it down to West End. And so they're starting it down there. Now, they did not do full costumes and everything. It was more like, I would say, like a T-shirt, music, and practice, maybe. And I heard it was a really nice turnout for everybody down there. So we found out that the Rockers won. But we're going to see what happens here in Freeport with our Junkanoo that will happen on Thursday night at 8 p.m.
So you're having your Junkanoo Thursday night at 8 p.m. with costumes.
Yes, with costumes, yeah. And then the Platinum Knights, who were the winners of the last previous years, they will be in the end. But
sound like y'all got your junkanoo drama going on, too.
Well, you gotta have a little bit of drama. I mean, it would be boring if you didn't.
Wouldn't be the Bahamas if you didn't have drama, I guess.
Exactly. And they also moved it. So I understand through the SIP that it was agreed they would go down to the West. They would see how that went down there. They would not do full costumes and everything down there. They were going to see how it went. Because remember, they've changed us. We went from that time where you would go out all night and then go to Junkanoo early in the morning. So we changed to that evening one. And then, so they now went back to the West End, tried to do this original one, see how it went down there. And then they're going to do this Thursday one, which should be really good because if it starts at 8, they can go for quite a few laps because Friday is the holiday. So... gotta love our country. Got a holiday straight away.
Well, I love it this week, man. I love it.
It is a good week, a nice short 4 days.
Holiday at the gate. Holiday to help you recover from the holidays that happened a week before. I like it.
Yeah. So it's moved, and the actual event has moved over. So it's on a smaller street, which I believe the Junkanoo teams wanted because it makes the groups rush together, looks closer, not so spread apart, and I think that's going to help with the band and everything. I don't know how you do it. What I always hate is that when you have those dancers in the front and you can't hear the fantastic music that comes at the back, how do they, I mean, do they have speakers now in the front to resolve that issue?
I don't know. I mean, they kind of been used to that, I guess, for the years. That's how they practice.
Yeah. I always,
but I'm sure there's speakers in the front. I'm sure there's
job. They got to have speakers up in the front for those girls because they're phenomenal.
So what else we got there, sir? I know there's a couple other stories as well.
Yep, we got the legal year opening open on Thursday. Yeah. So, wigs and full outfits will be out. And I believe everything that's happening. So we just kind of gave a little teaser of that information coming out. And then we also talked about our decorations because we had some great decorations in Freeport this year, including there was a little online survey and competition you could take. They have not picked the final results. So if anybody's listening, and you're in Freeport and you saw the roundabouts, or you come and you visited, or from any other island you visited, get onto the Grand Bahama Port Authority website and vote. There were lots of different circles, and our decorations were really pretty this year. It was very nice.
You all go full out for Christmas, though. I know you all do your big things.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And then you'll also find in the paper as well, there is our second version of the Port Talk. We had one while you were... we didn't talk on the 31st, gave a review of everything from the Port Authority, all the investments and everything, and a summary of everything the port is doing. And so there's quite a few pages of ads and pictures from them of what they've been up to, including Keep Grand Bahama Clean, which is something I wanted to talk to you about. We need to get our people to stop throwing trash out of the windows. It's got to stop.
It does. I mean, and that's not just there. That's here as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I spent one day of my Christmas holiday, I think it was Boxing Day, picking up trash just on two little roads where I live. And I did two full garbage bags, and it was literally beer bottles and fast food containers. I don't understand why people cannot take this stuff home with them and throw it in their own garbage. And as much as you want to say, oh, it doesn't matter, or someone has a job cleaning it up, which I think is even the worst excuse, it's disgusting. It looks bad, and we are a tourist island. They do not need to see trash on our roads. Come on. It's ridiculous. Our people should be doing better than this.
No better, do better. We say it all the time, but I mean, it's just easier to toss it out and keep it moving.
I don't understand the theory. There was a concert up here, and I have to give them props. They cleaned up afterwards, but you could see after the concert, all the people that left, just throwing all their cups on the roof. And what do they think is going to happen with that? I mean, if I had done that, my mom would have hit me upside my head, made me get out of the car and pick that up. I mean, it's ridiculous. I know I've done that with my kids when they've thrown garbage out. I've stopped my car, made them get out and pick it up.
Yep. I just
don't understand. It's like handicap parking. I just don't get it.
Don't get me started on that. You know, that's one of my pet peeves and one of my causes that I champion. And trust me.
And I hope you stick on that.
You need to send me some from Grand Bahama too, though. That's name and shame them as well.
I will. I just cannot believe when people do that. And the thing that makes me more mad about it, I think, is that everybody wants the country to do better. Everybody wants the island to succeed. In order for that to happen, you have to put your best foot forward. That doesn't mean just your government. That means you as a person. And
you have to buy into it as well.
You know, exactly. And we all have to buy into it. So it's, you know, that's the thing that's my wish for 2025, besides the airport and the hotel, is that we have some broad upsea and we stop throwing trash and we take care of the islands that we live in. We live in the most beautiful countries in the world. And it just drives me crazy that we could anyway trash it at all.
I agree with you. The littering and the handicap parking, we must do better with that. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Definitely.
Yes, how you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening, Seattle?
Ultimate optimist, I swear.
Pollyanna, buddy, Pollyanna. Everything's going to be great. Going to be peachy keen.
Hey.
I try.
Hey, when I become homeless, right, and I live in one of these abandoned buildings, I want Sarah to do the narration of the tour. And she said, and over there in the corner is a beautiful bucket. It catches fresh water for drinking. And over here.
And it's a solid bucket because it's a 5-gallon boy right there.
That's right.
But let me
That's what PR say, people right? do. We're good at that.
Yeah. I'm saying is that, you know, there's a concept called the glass half full. And then it's a concept called the glass half empty. Now, mm-hmm. both of them has a perspective. And I consider Sarah, where Sarah is looking at the glass being half full. And that's where it starts empty and you fill it. When the glass is half empty, it starts full and you take away from it. So there's, believe it or not, there's two perspectives, even though people treat them as the same. So Sarah says, we started empty and it's filling up. I'm going to stick with it. We started full. And we are emptying for lack of leadership in our country. I know people talk about the police, send a drone to the hotel, go look at it. Memories was due for demolition before it was sold. We have an aged property that's been literally hit by two hurricanes, that has been locked up. The government of the Bahamas is spending hundreds of thousands, or I should say tens of thousands per year, just in trying to maintain the mold and mildew in the part of the hotel that they have open. And so the problem is that we do need a hospitality and a tourism destination strategy, which is not coming. The airport we need is $150 million or more. Just for the numbers, not guessing, the data, the numbers. It says we need 15,000 people per week in throughput through the airport to maintain just the loan. Forget the profits and the growth. 15,000, that's 750,000 or so of new people per year. To accommodate that, we will need about 8,500 rooms. Selling or opening a hotel, anticipating, don't use the word open. Maybe we need to use the word sell the property. There's 1,334 rooms or 31 rooms. If you were to even open that as an abandoned homeless shelter, it's not going to hit the economic revitalization that we need for this economy. The problem is that we keep looking and praising and looking at the benchmark. Great, we have these billion investments. Mind you, we have not had any new investments in 2023. in 2024, partly because of the argument that the that has been going on between the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government of the Bahamas. No matter what anyone says, it has an impact, period. We could dress it up as much as we want, and we needed resolution to that we have not yet had. But in lack of that, anyone who says in a year, unless you get the capacity up, or open a hotel that doesn't give you the 8,000 or more rooms that you have, is somewhat delusional, for lack of a better word. What we need is, I think, and I keep repeating this, if Grand Bahama doesn't possess the intellectual capacity to create its own destiny, then we need to beg somebody from Nassau or maybe one of them undeveloped islands who will look at the infrastructural place and say, boy, if I had that, this is what I will do. But we have to, it simply says that you cannot manage what you cannot measure, and you cannot measure which you refuse to acknowledge. We have to acknowledge where we are and not allow these individuals to continue to repeat what they've told us 3 years ago. Many of these investments were in the pipeline. It's great. They're no longer in the pipeline. But what is the other ones that are now in the pipeline, at least for the last 2 years? No new major investment has been done. We need $1 billion to be added to the GDP. This is not investments. This is profits and monies, more so specifically in revenue, going into the pockets of behemoths. What are the strategies to add that $1 billion to the GDP of Freeport that we have lost over the last 20 years? We need that conversation, whether it be from the chamber.
Okay, but I'm going to suggest something here. I mean, I do think, and I know I'm the ever optimist and the glass is half full for me, but I do believe the investment is coming. I believe we've had the investment. I think that's coming through, and I think the jobs will come through with Carnival, with 400 jobs coming through when that starts. I think when the shipyard starts, there's additional jobs there. When Weller starts building Sixth Senses, you've got those jobs there. I think in order to help and ease the burden and make it easier, we have to have those other two big key pieces to it. I mean,
right, but those,
do you not
but
see
saying,
that coming to help us?
No, but I'm saying to you, it's like me standing in the store, in the front of the store, with four quarters, but a cart full of groceries. What I'm saying is that how do you sustain a $150 million hotel without the 8,000 people? We can't wish them into the Bahamas. And if we could wish them in the Bahamas, we're going to have them join the people that's living in abandoned homes on the beaches and other places. So there has to be
I don't think
exit.
So. I think these are the people that will be coming are people that will be working through the hotel. I mean, it's in order for us to change our trajectory, we're going to a lot of stuff has to change here, right? And we have to get the Carnival has to get going. Weller has to bring Sixth Senses, and we have to bring a different elevated clientele. Yes, we need this hotel for a different tour guest, but we still at the same time have Viva, have Pelican, and other hotels and other Airbnbs keeping those going. With these other things coming on track, so if you have the shipyard filling up a hotel, then these other tourists will come.
But come to where? Come to what? So it then brings to debate, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, or they do both come at the same time? See, what I'm saying
yeah,
to you
Yeah, I said
this,
that myself. Yeah, I agree.
No, I'm saying to you, when people, proper prior planning and preparation prevents piss-poor performances, the question is, where are these strategies, anticipation? Are we to sit and say that we're going to hope and wish? You know, when there has to be a plan. There has to be a strategy. There has to be buy-in. There has to be participation. All of those things you talk about will not add even 1,500 people per week to the economy. But we need 8,000 in tourists. But we
I would disagree with that. I'm sorry. I don't you talk about I would disagree that they don't bring the-
But I'll be honest with you, this sounds like a whole episode for another day.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah.
I gotta get to the break.
I'm gonna go to the break. I'm just simply saying this. I think like I committed myself to start speaking about it this year and provide the numbers and provide the data. Because you could wish and open up a food store, but if you don't have anybody to come through the riches, you're only operating in the negative. And so the simple I'm saying is that we have this is not that we're not capable of doing it. I'm simply saying we can't wish it into action. We have to make it action make it actionable. So we've been sitting and wishing and wishing. At least for the 20-plus years I've been home, we've been sitting and wishing. And the economy, the numbers reflects it in the GDP that has been lost and whatever else. And so we need to stop wishing and use 2025 as the point, as the biblical people say, occupy until I come. That's a powerful statement from the Bible, meaning to take possession of, to occupy for business and everything else.
Good stuff. Good point, Seattle, and I appreciate you as always. Sarah, good stuff. We'll do it again next Tuesday, and I'm sure we'll hear from Darren next Tuesday. I know he's tied up today, but looking forward to talking to you guys next week, okay?
All right, and thank you very much. And I will say, yes, I am a forever optimist. I have, but I would say that Seattle, unfortunately, is like a friend of mine. He has a cup half empty with a little leak in there. And we got to change that attitude. I think if we don't build Freeport and Grand Bahama as an island back up and helping and making it happen, it will not happen.
But we got to add all the components to it to make sure, you know, find out from all angles to make it pop.
Also, the components are coming. People don't realize how, and the shipyard is going to affect us and Wausau and all these other things. We are going to need
keep an eye on it and document it. We'll talk about it as they come. Appreciate your contributions as always. We got to get to the break. We'll do it again next Tuesday. And for you callers on the line, I'll pick you up right after the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it.
Make your morning sizzle with breakfast from Burger King Nassau. Enjoy not one, but two delicious sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches made just for you for only $5.75, including VAT. This breakfast classic is made with Burger King's savory sizzling sausage and melted American cheese on that classic buttery croissant you love. So say hello to sizzling mornings at Burger King with two sausage, only $5.75, including VAT. Only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The KFC chicken experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio.
The rest. Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let print masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I is a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well. The bona fire pan we got. Babylon and the free jack could have never gave me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Happy New Year, Naughty.
Hey, Happy New Year, bro. All the best to you and yours. What's going on?
Radio man. This insurance thing, what they come, this new rules. What you think about that?
You mean as far as the cars go?
Yeah, to the cars, them, yeah.
I really like it because I got to insure my car through the rest for the year.
Yeah, but I'll say this. I think it's a good... I think they should make it for the whole year. But anyhow, they do it for 6 months.
Yeah, I think... I get the point. You want to understand and know that and have the data that to ensure that vehicles are insured on the road.
I do.
At the same time, I also need to know that you're licensed. I was licensed attached to that license. You know what I mean? There's other components that go to being on the road.
Yeah, but see, your license could be up. But if you don't have no insurance, that's, let's say one of those cars run into me or you.
No, listen, I get it. I get it. You don't want vehicles on the road without insurance, just for liability purposes.
You must, yeah. And I think it's a...
But at the same time, we got to check all the boxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have to. But I deal with insurance choice because the point is people get injured, they can't wake no more, only to find out the driver who run into them or injured them.
No, I get that. I totally
they
get
have
that.
No insurance. And now we have people who complain about that. I think you should at least have your car insured for 6 months. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And you have 50% of the drivers on the road ain't got no insurance.
Another 50 got third party.
No, if you got third party, at least third party will fix who in the right. If I run into you and I have third party, right, they go fix the car, and I'm in the wrong, they can take care of you. You'll got to take care of yourself.
I get all that. I was just being a little facetious there. But, like, a lot of people don't have insurance. So I think it is imperative you have insurance to get on the road. But it also is imperative in my book that if you're going to need insurance, you're going to need a license. And we got far too many cars still riding around with no license. We got a license plate.
That's another problem. That's another problem.
And don't tell me, oh, be just focusing on insurance because, you know, you lack in plates. Make sure I get the plates up to snuff, too.
Yeah, we need the plates. I don't know how we get to that. That's another story. And sometimes some of the plates where they got right now, the number where they got on, you can hardly make them out. I don't know if you ever noticed that, you know, and It's a lot of things going on, but I will make this last comment. I saw the leader of the opposition, he got a comment trying to sympathize. You see, everything you can't play politics with. I don't sympathize with him with the insurance. I think he needs to encourage the people to get insurance. Don't come and just come on, go in the press and be saying, we needed this and comment and all kinds. No. If you want to be driving on the road, You must.
Now listen, I get your point, but what about what have they proposed with the overlap? Well, the overlap costs the majority more than fee, and in my case, it's going to cost me more than my yearly fee.
When you say overlap, break that down for a little bit.
All right. For example, I got a vehicle in January of last year. I have to license up. I got a license up in February.
Mm-hmm.
I got a license up and paid February, March, April, May, June, July, August. 6 months. 7 months.
But is it
then I got a license from August. August, September, October, November, December. That's another fee. So I'm paying like two fees.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's my point.
And it might and in doing that, it could increase my rate.
No,
it could decrease my rate. I gotta see.
What I would do is pay it. Okay, let's say I got my car in March and my insurance is due in March. My birth month is December. Now, if I could tell the insurance company, I go pay for December, straight to December. And therefore, my insurance will be up every December and my license will be up.
Right. But if I have
to
pay now,
that's what could be done.
If I have to pay now from January to January, it's going to be more than if I pay from January to August.
Well, if you pay for 6 months, You could pay from January to June.
My question is, did this administration consult with the insurance companies?
Well, brother, let me tell you something. This way I look at life.
Because I need to know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all insurance do. All it is, you buck up and you are not insured. When they go to say the insurance company, I insure, but so they check. You ain't pay. You ain't insured. They say you ain't insured.
All right.
So the owners could be up to you.
Text us. I see you. Call us. I see you. So, listen, we can go over a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour. It seems like there's a hot one today. All right? So,
But what I'm saying, I think everybody should be insured on the road.
I agree with you.
50% of the cars not insured on the road.
I agree with you, but it should be.
They're my least third party.
I get it. And they should be insured, but there should also be mechanisms in place that it doesn't cost people an increase in their premium. And so on and so forth. That the ease of access and the red tape needs to be moved so we know what the process is and we get it done. So people are insured and you know, they're not taxed on arm and a leg.
Right? The owner's up to you to go back and pay the next 6 months.
Correct. But if I split it may cost me more than playing one shot.
Right. But I
pay insurance an increase.
I paid for the whole year. I ain't got no time to go back 6 months. Because some people say, yeah, they coming back, and they ain't going to come back.
But hey, if it works for you, that's good. If it works for you, that's good. It just may not work for others. But you got to get to the break. Appreciate your call. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get into the news. Flip side of the news. We'll go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. A couple of things we need to chop up. And then we'll get into the sports. I'm sure Pearly will be in the building. So, you know, you got all of that and more coming up on the flip side of the break. It's the Tuesday. January 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, Pagacho again. Soy yo, Cuban Willie, with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Today is Tuesday. Cuatro pelotas, the four balls. The 2, 2, 1, 8, 2, 2, 1, 8, 22, 18. That's your lucky football today. Play and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And implantation, and me never get paid.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get to the phone. I'm sorry, we're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. A couple of things to discuss, and we'll get to sports. And we got a good final 15 to get you home today, so it's still all good. Pearly should be zooming in short order. Let me know when you get the Pearl there, Mr. Producer.
Good afternoon.
What's going on? Anton, what's happening, man?
Right up, man. I just, you know, calling to make a quick comment on this.
Happy New Year and all that good stuff, man.
Happy New Year. God's blessings on 2025 for you and the family.
And same way to you and yours. What's going on?
Yeah, this, the last call I was listening to forced me to call them because I don't know where they were getting their information from, right? They were saying that up to 50% of the drivers on the roads of Nassau.
I think he was painting with a broad stroke there, Antoine. I don't think he got verifiable data on that.
That's an extremely broad stroke. And then they were saying that he was intimating that his birth month is March.
His insurance is due in March and his birth month is December.
Right. Insurance due in March. And his birth month is December, so he was suggesting that he could go and pay for 6 months of insurance or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm not aware that that's even possible, right? And I'm on the wrong premise because the whole premise of why it is so critical for the government to reconsider what it is seeking to do, which will bring hardship to many Bahamians, right? Especially those already on the borderline and stretched and are using that benefit that the insurance companies provide to clients, and that benefit being financing the insurance. To my understanding, when the financing of the insurance takes place, it happens either over a 3-month cycle or over a 6-month cycle. What ends up happening that creates a problem is a lot of the persons apparently, after they would have received that initial cover note from the insurance, showing that they have coverage for the 3 or the 6 month period, they use that to acquire the vehicle licensing, right?
Right.
And what's happening is they're not going back to complete the payment for the insurance in order to have it for the full year.
Correct.
That part of it, from my thinking and from a layman's thinking, is very easy to address and to manage. It's very easy to crack down on those individuals with certain license plate numbers who are running afoul of the law.
Now, Antoine,
impeding and penalizing the entire road user thank you. Nation.
Second show of 2025, and me and Antoine agree on something. Dear Lord.
It just doesn't make sense.
But let me ask you this question, Antoine.
In addition to that, quick question, though,
because you made a point about licensing, I'll let you go right on. Isn't it imperative that we know and have a proper database with who actually has licenses so we can actually track? Because there's a multitude of cars with no licenses right now.
Yes, and road traffic has that database. They have that database. They can collaborate with the police. The police can do their job and express due diligence in doing that job.
But what if I have no license on my car? You run a check now and I have no license. Now, here we go.
And monitor for those persons who are driving along with the use of technology, which under this Davis administration has been further expanded. It started with the former administration. It's been expanded under this current administration. And so the police is further equipped to monitor the highways and the byways in our country.
And with the CCTV on every other lamppost, they should be able to zoom in.
This is what I'm talking about now. And those CCTVs have the capability to detect license plate numbers on your vehicle. And so, to my mind, as a layman, if we are a government, and we are a government, as a PLP government, who's looking to reduce the cost of living, who's looking to ensure that we reduce the misery index, who's looking to ensure that conducting business is easier in the country, the mechanisms that the insurance companies provide you as a benefit of funding your insurance applies to all of the above. It applies to making cost of living more affordable. It applies to reducing the misery index. It encourages persons to go and get their licenses. I mean, they're insurance providers. If you have to then turn around because you are forced to by a government policy through a recommendation from the insurance companies, right? Because they don't care. If you are then forced with having to find full payment to cover you for a year, can you imagine the difficulty under the stress that is going to place on behemoths? I'm asking you a question, Naughty.
I already mentioned it earlier, Anton, that it's going to put stress on behemoths.
A lot of distress.
And I said, and just so you know for the record, so you know in case you miss what I said, in some cases, a split payment will be more in premiums than a one-shot payment in premiums.
If the insurance company even allows you to pay.
Correct. And second of all, if you do it for the year to year, despite, you know, and overlap your birthday, that may be an increase in the premium. And thirdly.
It is an increase in the premium because you will have to end up paying for either 13 months, 14 months, 15
correct.
Months, a year and a half, or more of insurance.
Depending on when you got your car. Exactly.
You would end up paying right on up to probably 18, 19 months.
And that's why.
In order to bring you in line with your birth month. And so this policy could be better thought through. It has nothing to do with politics. And I don't know if the opposition leader is playing some political game. But I observe that they've been playing some level of political chip in the country.
Why?
It relates to national matters. I want to run in the Indian vernacular. I ain't on the run. I'm speaking for behemoths who utilize the benefit that insurance companies provide. I'm speaking for behemoths who are finding themselves challenged financially in a realistic way. I'm speaking for behemoths who are hard pressed with the cost of living in the country right now. I'm speaking for behemoths who are on that thin line. I'm going to find it even more difficult to function if this policy goes through as it is intended to be enacted in January. This policy would be counterproductive to moving forward in a progressive way. I understand the fact that we need to have drivers insured on our roads. There are mechanisms of monitoring and enforcement that can be engaged to ensure that those people do not run afoul of the law, and if they do,
Anton,
they are placed before the court. There are mechanisms.
Yeah, that's the imperative thing that we need to have in place, the mechanisms to have those things in place so that we can actually make money off of folks who are driving without a license, physical driver's license, car licenses, insurance, etc. We on the same page with that.
And hold them accountable. And so I'll end right here. I'm Naughty. So all I'm saying to the to business, all I'm saying to the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Cabinet, review this decision.
Hold on. When you said the minister, you're a woman of business. Clarify that for me. Are you referring to Minister Kobe Davis?
I clarify. I'm afraid it's not nutty. I'm trying to get in no problems on the show today.
All right. I only asking.
All I'm saying, nutty. All I'm saying, I want to end this point right here, nutty. All I'm saying is, look, man, I ain't interested in no politics playing. I'm a grown man. I don't have time for the garbage. I ain't interested in the low riders. Who you may have around you, who tries to bring information to you in a negative light. I'm interested in them CFs, is what I call them, okay? Because I've been a PRP supporter my entire life, okay?
We know that, Anton. We know that. You bleed blue and yellow.
The PRP can't pay me for the sacrifices I've made. That has caused my family as well in the process of supporting the PRP. I'm speaking as a Bahamian, and I'm hoping that the government will not double down on a policy that will hurt the Indians, but at the end of the day, that will also hurt the government in its re-election chances. Because when people really figure out how bad a policy this is and how much this is going to impact them financially, what do you think will happen when they go to the polls, Naughty?
Boy, Anton, boy, listen, you sound an alarm now. You sound an alarm now, so.
They're ready to put a black hole wherever they see the PLP. That's what happens when you impact people directly in their pockets. Please reconsider this policy. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Have a good one, Anton. Boy, I tell you, boy, and that speaks volumes right there, that phone call. This sounds like disagreements and infighting within the PLP. Obviously, longtime stalwarts and longtime supporters like Anton are saying this don't make no sense. And it seems to be falling on deaf ear. Perlissimo, what's happening, my brother?
Listening attentively.
I just decided to go over for a few minutes because, you know, we got several callers and, you know, me and you ain't got much to talk about football-wise except for draft position. Congratulations on 13. We got 12. The 49ers got 11. That's misery like company row right there, boy.
I tell you. Y'all game for wide receiver, we game for
no, Genty. I think we're trying to get Genty to tell you the truth. But we'll talk about that in a second. We got a couple of calls to wrap up, but I want you to chime in because I know you're hosting Thursday. But then we'll take the break and we'll do some sports, all right?
No problem.
Let's grab these other calls. Talking heads. Next one. Talking heads.
Naughty, how you doing, Naughty?
Hey, happy New Year, Graham Weatherford. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, happy next year to you, too. Was that LH I heard just complaining about his party?
No, that was Anton.
Anton, sorry.
That's a check and re-raise of LH.
Well, I guess LH won't be far behind.
Sounds like there's a lot of infighting in that party, Graham, despite people saying and trying to put up a unified front. There's a fire to that smoke that there's infighting within that party.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fighting other places, too. But if I can't afford a car, what do I do, Naughty? Do I catch the bus?
Like you.
Bam. You're 100% this year. So here's where we're at. We need to fix the problem, and it's my birthday and my insurance.
Or you can get an electric vehicle such as myself. But, I mean, it depends on how you like to ride. You might like two wheels. I like four.
I had electric for a long time. Even the scooter's electric, one of them. But let's move on. Charged by the sun, not by fossil fuel, because that's trading monkey for dog. And maybe the light bill may be more than the gas. But we're digressing. You know, we're talking about this car licensing. If my birthday is when I license my car, let's say it's March, right? Then I should present 1 year, because I pay for the whole year for the license of the car. I can't just pay for 2 months, right? So I have to save the money to pay for the whole year to license my car. So I need to save that money each year for the insurance for a year. So if my insurance is the same as my license month, March to March, you're going to have more problems. Because when you go to insurance there as well. Now, you can make payments on that insurance. I can't say if you do that or you don't. The problem with that is if you don't go and make the payment after the first payment and you get your certificate and your car's license, who loses? The insurance company, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we had a proper system in place, each of the patrol cars having a tablet or an old school laptop, they could see whose car is uninsured and they could just look at the plates. Or you could have license plate capture at all the intersections and a red flag could come up right there for the police.
But we got the technology to do it. We need to incorporate it.
We got it. Better than that, though. Naughty, let's go into the tow truck business. Because we can need about a 500 to 1,000 tow trucks.
And we as long as we could add in our tow truck portfolio that we boot people who violate disabled parking spots, you got a partner.
Well, you could yuck those too, but you could also yuck thousands of cars that are going to need to be towed when they catch the people riding dirty. See, the problem in the Bahamas, right, is we have more laws on the book than New York, but we don't have the enforcement.
We got to start
with the small things. We got a friend, policeman friend, came from Bermuda, and we're walking on Bay Street, and she said, you know, I would already written up 200 or 300 people from the infractions I see. I couldn't believe it.
But this the Bahamas and not Bermuda, that's the big difference.
So
we got to be the change, Graham. We got to be the change.
But we've been talking. So obviously talking doesn't work. So
now
what
we got to act.
Huh?
Now it's time for some action.
Did that man open up the airwaves so we could just distract ourselves instead of coming together? Naughty, let me.
That man, you mean Mr. Ingram?
Well, I ain't calling no names, but this year,
give credit where credit is due, Graham.
Yeah, man, for sure. Phone company gone, and I might get cut any minute because of that. But if this year, Naughty, you could get.
But at least you're riding on good roads on your scooter, which you charge by the sun, ain't?
But I don't know what road you've been on, but come, let's go for a drive tomorrow and videotape it.
He left him in good shape. I know now. We let him go to Rockin' Room. That ain't on me.
Yeah, if we could put together 10 to 40,000 people, right, before the election, and we get them to sign a petition, because, you know, we don't want to sweat up ourselves on Bay Street. and you take those 40,000 signatures to whoever's in power, you'll get what you need before election.
All right, Graham, get the pen and paper start. I can catch you up. Get the first 1,000, and I can get the other 39. Good stuff, Graham, as always. Let's get the talking heads.
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You break it up, but go ahead.
All right, Poppy.
Hey, Papa, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you and to my boy, Pearly. Listen, I was wondering if you hear anything, but you remember in Parliament but 2 years ago when they borrowed $20 million from somewhere we didn't know. Now we understand, and is it any truth that the Prime Minister them had some kind of agreement or business meeting with, I don't know if it's Bruce Golden, the former Prime Minister of Jamaica. And I'm wondering if there's any, what y'all is called, quid pro quo, like if we doing anything for them. I think we need to have not a search, but investigation on all of these ministries. You know?
A commission of inquiry on all.
Something like that. Even to my boy, I like what he's saying, Anton, his woman of business and stuff like that. They have a lot of questions to answer. I think what Anton is doing, PLPs in general, F&M, don't care about your political. I mean, it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. Speak out and stand up. That's what some of these political parties don't like. I think it's better for us to have the respect of our country and the Bahamian people than a political party. They have a lot of answering to do. And Anton, don't feel no way. Don't stay home if they don't listen to you, because I really believe that they care less what you or me or anyone say, in spite of us being supporters. I think we need to consider not staying home and not voting against the party. If they carry on like they care less what we do, what we say, like what they're doing now, we got to take them serious, man. You don't like bad treatment. We is the boss, Anton. That's our money, what they're dealing with.
So are you telling me, Papa, are you telling me, I know you got your head to the ground in the streets. What are you telling me that there is a big disconnect within the PLP party with longtime supporters feeling disgruntled such as yourself and Anton?
Like how our little children say, duh.
So there is some there. So and obviously it sounds like you are prepared to take action, eh? To try to let this administration know you don't appreciate how they're kicking it.
What'd you say just now, Naughty?
I said, it seems like y'all are trying to insinuate some action. I appreciate how they've kicked it with you guys.
They're listening to us. I hear you last year tell me the last time I called, Pop, I hope you keep up that same spunk.
And I do, because objectivity will get you a lot further than sticking your head in the sand and being a yes man.
And that's what people like Anton and others are doing. I wish the Prime Minister would get Fred Mitchell, people like Fred Mitchell, and Jerome Fitzgerald out of our business. They get a chance if they do some of these things. That ain't mean they go win, because they treat people bad. You understand? But people like Dwayne Sands, I mean, like what the man said to you just, Graham said, yeah, BTC was gone and this and gone. But you still got to give credit to Mr. Ingram and the Free National Movement for what they do, especially in his first 2 terms. I think he did some good. But Dwayne Sands, right? I think he's doing a good job as the chairman. He ain't like Fred. Like, if they keep Fred, their Fred know what to do. He know how to win, right? But he rubbed the Bahamian people the wrong way.
Fred has run his course, man. His political shelf life is done. He is a silly septuagenarian.
Yeah, let me say this quick before you cut me. If I was the leader of the, first of all, I think if it's possible, if not on this show, the leader of the Free National Movement, not just for us PLPs who considering. Because we ain't getting nothing else to do. I don't know. Some might be either vote for the COI. I think he needs to, Mr. Pintard, need to get on these talk shows at least Yasho once a month to answer some questions, to tell us what he prepared to. I mean, not to make frivolous promises. I know promises come for the fool, but tell us some of these things that we'll be speaking, especially PLPs against our party, what they doing, that he would correct these things and deal with these things. But Dwayne Sands, I wouldn't run him. When he was there and Jeff Lloyd, them, you could cut me, right? But when him and Jeff Lloyd were there, they kind of should rub us, the Bahamian people. They carry on, not chill on. So don't do nothing to make it hard for the Free National to be the next government and for Michael to be the next prime minister. You want to see what great them do? All upgrade them from Auckland and all these good people, Leslie Miller, they couldn't run. It's some kind of strategy. I mean, it make us Bahamian
but people. But nah. Look here, but
Dwayne did some. Sands is a good man, and
but hold on, Barbara. I think some of the problem is with the PLP party is some of those veterans who they replaced, they didn't replace with a quality replacement. So they gone from bad to worse, or worse to worse, like the old people say.
You mean the PLP and the FNMA? Because if Pintard bring back Jeff Lloyd, And maybe Dwayne Sands could be appointed as the Minister of Health or whatsoever, and he still could go and operate like how he's operating on people underneath minister. Some of these people, them, anyhow. Y'all will feel it.
Both,
I mean,
hey, Papa.
If you can't hear, like the old people,
hold on, no side is perfect.
None. But the old people say, if you can't hear, you'll feel.
Yeah, and some the old people also say sometimes you got to go with the lesser of the two evils.
Listen to me. All of them is evil. Listen to the people. It ain't about you.
But Papa, they ain't been listening to us for 50 years. Let's be honest. Come on, man.
They wasn't listening to us. What are they doing? What they want to do? It's all about friends, family, and love.
So now we got to try to remind them it's time to listen to us. But good stuff. I see now it's time for us, whoever your political affiliation is, to remind them you got to listen to the people. So keep doing what you're doing.
They care less what we say, all right?
All right, let me get to this next call. Good stuff as always, Papa. Be safe and happy New Year, man. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything good. Listen, I mean, I've been listening to the talk shows. What I think you all need to do, at least one of you, is to invite a statement, a lawmaker, to the show, along with a senior member of an insurance company to come and explain this to the Bahamian people.
Well, I don't know about the government position because, you know, at certain times that they got their muzzle on. But I am going to reach out to some insurance companies to see if we can get it broken down properly.
That's important. We need to hear from them. And I heard Anton just now said he was speaking on behalf of the Bahamian people. I'm a Bahamian. And Anton, you're not speaking on my behalf. The opposition leader speaks on my behalf, just to let you know. I'm a behemoth. You're not speaking for me, just to let you know that.
And there you go.
I also heard him said Mr. Pintard is making this political. But Anton made it political at the end of his thesis. He said, when the people go to the polls. What about when the people go to the polls? That's political. So he needs to choose exactly what he wants to say, you know, because I've been listening to that. I believe he's speaking when he comes on, every time he comes on, he's speaking on behalf of someone, but it's not the Bahamian people. He's speaking on behalf of the PLP.
Mystery, you got to look at it for what it is, though. You have some very disgruntled, long-term PLP supporters. They sounded like you and Pearlie rowing by the Dolphins and me bellyaching by the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So obviously, where there's smoke, there's fire. But good points as always, and I'm sure we'll hear back from you in a few minutes because Pearlie and I are about to jump into sports right now.
Yes, thank you.
All right, take care. Let me get a couple of texts as we go to the break. Pearlie, on the flip side of the break, we talking sports. Naughty, check and see how many government vehicles are not insured. They keep borrowing money for new vehicles. What about paying the insurance? Naughty, where is Simon Wilson in all of this? Isn't this his doing? You are ready to fight reporters, Mr. Wilson, but you can't speak up to justify or defend your boo-boo policy? Imagine, no matter how bad the PLP and FNM may be, people still don't want nothing to do. Oh, God. I'm glad a Dolphins like Pearlie and a Cowboy like you, Naughty, are not in the playoffs. You all talk stink about my Steelers all season, but where are we? Listen here, you cow turd-eating Steelers, shut up. My Cowboys beat you. You just crawled from under that rock you was hiding under for the last 5 weeks as you're reversing to the playoffs? Listen, man, get to wiping that cow dirt off your mouth because you know the Cowboys fed you that. And then get the manure off your fingers because you're typing pure foolishness. You're one and done in the playoffs. You shouldn't even be there. But you're reversed in. Get your things, and we'll hear from you next week. I just wanted to know where you was the last 5 or 6 weeks like I told you when you always get reversed into the playoffs. I will never humble myself to a yellow-bellied Steeler like you and my Cowboys beat you and punched you in the mouth. What you need to do is sit small till y'all can figure things out because y'all could be one and done. Humble myself? You need to grow up here and come every week and stop tucking your tail between your yellow Steeler legs and popping up every other month or so, running on. I got a memory like an elephant, you cow turd-eating Steeler. How's it taste? Courtesy of the Cowboys. Let's go to the break.
But be careful what you sign, cause some things get you victimized, and it will get you paranoid. So burn them out.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads. We're now into sports. Pearly was good. You got Pearly there or Pearly drop? What's going on, man? I'm gonna let you respond on Thursday to what you heard here today. But boy, I tell you, boy, that insurance thing is quite the situation.
It's annoying a lot of people, and you know the only thing, and I know we're talking about the only thing is, you can't. The leader of the opposition, Mrs. Mouch, you can't say he's being political. He's talking on behalf of the people. And he's concerned about what the people, and people have been calling him, complaining about what that insurance is. So it's not a political statement. It's a statement that he needs to make. If he didn't make the statement, you say he ain't doing his job.
Now, you know who needed to make a statement? Your coach in Miami. He made a statement today saying he had an hour-long meeting with Tyreek Hill.
And Tyreek never asked for a trade in the meeting.
And he never asked for a trade in the meeting, and apparently he broke it down to him that you need to be more accountable. You can't leave the team. You can't quit. You can't pull yourself out of a game. And he said that Tyreek embraced accountability after the meeting. So was it a case of just a lot of emotions running high last game of the season, emotions after the game, or do you think this has been brewing for a while and he wants to go back to Kansas City?
I think he's been frustrated all season. I think he's been frustrated what he's going through because he's not been getting open the way he is. A lot of teams been scheming to stop him and Waddle. So McDaniels had to revert to, that's why Janu Smith was getting a lot of short passes. And he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do to get open, so he didn't get as many catches. I think he's so used to being in the playoffs, and I think he thought a lot more. But the bottom line is, if you sign a long-term contract, you know, when you make the statement, but I have to do what's best for my family, I can understand if you weren't getting the money and you make a move for the money. I can live with that because you got to take it. I believe in you. You know, I'm a believer of paying the players. But you getting your money. You need to deliver on that $27, $30 million a year you're getting. That's what you need to be doing. All right? So, but I'm to a point that I have a bad taste in my mouth about him right now. It won't bother me if he's gone. Because we could take that money, we'll save.
And do something else. And I think Waddle opens up in that offense with Jonnu Smith. Y'all can still do things with both of them.
Yeah. If we lose him, if we trade him, we'll clear up $15 million in cap space. We only got $5 million right now. So with that and some other moves to make, that'll give the Dolphins the money to sign some players. You could draft a decent wide receiver because you already got Jonnu. You've got Washington, who's going to be a pretty decent slot receiver. You got Waddle. You just need another outside receiver. And you can get a veteran to do that, or you can get a pick somebody from the draft. So I don't have a problem with him going. I don't have a problem with him going. I don't want to lose him, but if he goes, I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
All right. Well, we got to look at some coaches going, Pearly.
Yeah, see, Antonio Pierce got fired today.
He joins the list. Doug Peterson gone. Antonio Pierce is gone. And I hear
I'm surprised they fired Pierce, though. I thought they would have given him at least another year because he had some key injuries. You know, Christian Wilkinson got hurt. he had a lot of key injuries on that team. Yeah. I thought they would have given him another year to develop that team.
And I hear Shane Steichen in Baltimore being maybe a casualty. And Rand Carthon, the GM in Tennessee, was fired today as well.
I don't know if Steichen would be a casualty or a hope for another team.
But I'll tell you one thing. Mike McCarthy got a call from the Chicago Bears requesting an interview.
Yeah, so did Anthony.
But as of January 14th, Mike McCarthy has no contract. He could talk to anybody who he wants. And I think Jerry them is just going to let him go out the building, and that's going to be that.
I'm willing to bet you that McCarthy's going to be the head coach of the Cowboys next year.
We'll make a bet. He ain't going to be the coach of the Cowboys next year. They're going in a different direction. He will coach in the league next year somewhere, though. He will get another job.
We'll discuss that bet on a private setting.
We'll discuss it in a private setting and then over the show during the dark days of sports when we have nothing to talk about when we jonesing for the draft.
I know what you mean. But it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what goes down over the next few weeks.
Well, go ahead.
The owner of the New England Patriots apologized to Mayo. He think he put him over his head. He wasn't quite ready for that head coaching job. They think that he's going to be a good head coach in one day. He just said it was a little early for him.
Well, we got a good overreaction Tuesday from Rich Eisen today. Aaron Rodgers' situation in New York, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Steelers, and more. So I'm sure he'll touch base on that, too. I think Mayo...
Aaron needs to retire.
Huh?
Aaron Rodgers needs to retire.
Yeah, he needs to go off into that dark good night for sure. Let's get this call real quick. Talking heads.
Yeah, brothers.
What's going on, Big Muff?
Yeah, man.
My brother, what's happening?
Yeah, man, I agree with you, all two saying, but really, I agree, man. If you don't go, let him go then. And like what Marty say with Jono and Waddle, and then picking up someone else, yeah, man. And then that offensive line got to do a little more protection, need a little more help on there, and a little better.
No, they got to go. The most of them on that team, maybe three of them. I can break for sure. Gots to go. Gots to go.
Hey, some big bonuses being out Sunday, too, now. One of the things, Geno Smith, the $6 million man, Mike Evans, $3 million, Juan Miller, $1.5 million on that stock. Boy, some big bonuses.
Yeah, Cooper Rush didn't get allowed to play. I was in Jerry Johnson, but I didn't know. I was unaware. But aren't you the GM? So it worked for some, but it didn't work for others. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I surprised Seattle didn't get in at 10-7. I surprised.
That's just how it is. Sometimes you have good teams that don't make it, and other teams with worse records that make it just because of the division they're in and how it stacks up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, but that game last night with the Kings bugged me too, boy. And that double overtime, baby, we run out of gas. Maybe it's up by 17. But let me ask you a question. Y'all think it's right for Mike Brown to get fired after losing 5 games? Now, y'all boy Doug Christie didn't win 5 games. Now do you go first?
That was in the locker room. He had a disconnect with Aaron Fox, and Aaron Fox is the stud, and sometimes the coach has to be the casualty over the stud player with the big contract.
I personally never liked him as a head coach. I think he's overrated as a head coach. It didn't affect me or bother me in the least bit.
Well, Doug Christie looking good now. I think even Fox is out. Last day with Jimmy is out, but then we still play good. But we ran out of gas in that second overtime, though.
Yeah.
But I hear y'all trying to ship Jimmy.
Got some good lineups for Saturday then. Well, the show is then over, so let me let someone else get in. Yeah, we can link up, man.
All right, be safe, man. We'll talk soon. All right, Pretty, we got to get to the picks. So I brought you, of course, by the Island Game. And once we get the picks in, we'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. Like I said, Rich Eisen taking us home with a great overreaction Tuesday. We got to go NBA tonight, bro. Couple of big games in the NBA.
I'm excited for the weekend, though. I'm excited for Notre Dame in the weekend. But, yeah, let's do NBA.
Man, we got Thursday. We got tomorrow and Thursday to talk about that.
Yeah.
Hail to old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes. Feel better now?
Much better.
We'll play that on the show. Since you can't play, Miami has the Dolphins because they suck like my Cowboys and the 49ers. In case Notre Dame wins, okay?
I'm so glad we're only 2 months away from spring training.
When pitchers and catchers must report. All right, here we go. Straight into the games tonight. Obviously, we got the Rockets on the road. 13-point favorites over the Wizards. Rockets had a tough one the other night. I like them to win the game, but I don't know about the 13 points. The Wizards have done a good job covering the spread this year. They don't win, but they cover the spread. So I'll take Houston in the money line.
I'll take the Wizards in the points.
You got the Suns and the Hornets. Suns 5-point favorites against Charlotte in Charlotte. healthy Kevin Durant, healthy Booker. I'll take the Suns by the 5.
I'll take the Suns. I'll take them by the 5, too.
Lakers minus 6.5 over the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are injury riddled, but the Lakers are horrible against the spread. So I'll take the Lakers in the money line.
I'll take them. You know what? I'll take the Lakers. I'll take give them the points tonight. I don't know why. I just think that the sky scoring Lakers coming out tonight.
And the Mavericks injured. So I'm definitely, like I said, leaning toward the Lakers in this one because the Magic's are injured blower.
Yeah, a lot of injuries, yeah.
Minnesota minus 5 over the Pelicans. I might want to say take the Pelicans in the 5 in this one. Minnesota's been horrible against the spread. I think they win the game, but maybe not by the 5.
Yeah, I like them. I'll take the Timberwolves on the money line.
Atlanta Hawks minus 6.5 over the Utah Jazz. I'll take the Hawks in the money line. Over the Jazz.
Yeah, I'll too. Because the Hawks, you don't know. One minute they this, one minute they that. I'll go with the Hawks in the money line.
All right. Let's have another gander. You got the Celtics and the Nuggets.
Boy.
Hmm.
I like the Celtics. You know what? I like the Celtics and the points.
Give me the Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets with the 5.5 at home.
Okay.
And Celtics coming off back-to-back. Yeah, give me the... And they got the Heat. +9 on the road against Golden State. I like Golden State to win this one, but poof, Miami's horrible against. I mean, the Golden State's horrible against the spread. So I will go with the money line.
They'll hustle. I'll take the Warriors to win the game, but I'll go with the money line as well.
There you go, and that's a wrap. And with that being said, we got to get to the break. Let's get to the call real quick before we get to the break. Talking Heads.
What's up, man? St. Petersburg, what's happening?
What's going on, St. Pete? Well, you're catching us right by the break, man, but let us wish you a happy New Year for sure.
Hey, buddy, what's up with the water in Miami, man? Everybody want to get out of Miami, man. What's up?
I couldn't hear you.
Buddy, you there?
St. Pete wants to know what's going on with the water in Miami. Everybody trying to leave Miami.
Well, if you're not winning, people want to go where they can win.
Yeah. But look here,
where
you think Butler going to end up? Where you think Butler going to end up? East Coast or the West Coast?
Butler going to end up in Golden State and Buddy Hield going to end up in Miami as part of that trade.
Yeah, okay. I think that's going to happen.
So Buddy, Naughty, what would you think of Dallas going to get with that 13th pick, man?
It's the 12th pick, and I want him to get Genty out of Boise State. That's the second coming of Emmitt Smith right there. I think that'll help a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be there. I think he may be gone. I think y'all going to end up at that wide receiver out of Missouri.
And I wouldn't be bad either. You give CeeDee Lamb a run and make the stretch the field, and boy, look here, go, boy, go. I'm not actually with that either.
Oh, but these Bucks fans over here, they're going crazy, boy. I hope Washington put it on them because they get the loudest most.
Hey, long live Baker Mayfield, man. He won me a fantasy championship, man. You can't talk bad about Baker on this show.
Yeah, I like Baker. Baker's easy points. He ain't winning no games, but he's giving you points.
But you don't know these Bucks fans here, boy. They're worse than Philly fans. But it's all good. Everybody be watching on the
call. Smart, man. We got to get to the break now, man. But we appreciate you. Glad to know you're doing well. And Happy New Year and all the best for 2025, my brother.
You guys cut Zeke now going to be playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, we cut Zeke. Zeke going to sign with the Lions as insurance.
Not the Lions, the Chargers. He's playing for the Chargers. He already signed with them.
Yeah, guess what? He ain't cracking Dobbins. Gus Edwards is injured, but Zeke going to be just like how your boy was last year in Baltimore, who used to play up in Minnesota, man, the running back.
Oh, yeah, I know. I can't.
And he ended up on Dallas practice squad this year, too. His brother plays in Buffalo.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook in Baltimore. One postseason carry, and that's it. So I'm not even worried. I appreciate all the good Zeke did in Dallas. He's past his prime. See you later. All the best. Godspeed. Don't come back no more. And with that being said, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen going to take us home. Pearly, I appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, my brother.
Ciao, my brother. Take time.
All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Ron. Me bona fire, pan a week, and Babylon and the Peter could have never get me down.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden frosty mashed potatoes, three juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Figure looking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, Christopher, I didn't step on it. I'm very proud of myself. What do you got?
You all
look
great. Happy Tuesday.
Hey,
Jay Foley, good to see you. Enjoy that donut.
Before you start, I'm pleased to say everyone should check out the Overreaction Monday podcast right there on our YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts to listen to.
Also, all these Lions fans, did you watch the game? It was 10-9 until 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
What are you talking about?
Leave me alone.
What do you mean?
Again, this is the only time I'm going to equate me and this other person. I know how Joe Buck feels. You know how Joe Buck says that everyone says that he hates their team?
Right.
That's how everyone feels about me every week on Overreaction.
Well, but you do kind of hate.
Well, if you hate all 32 teams, people can claim it.
What are we doing? I mean, it's true. I hate my own team right now.
That's what I'm saying.
First order of business, guys. I'm thinking about how week 18 shook out and how it leads us into Super Wild Card Weekend.
Super.
It was a mistake for the Rams to rest their starters and settle for the 4 seed.
Let me say this. Because the last time the Rams played, let's just say Minnesota, right? They got guys back. Remember, Kupp came back. And it was a big game. This is one of the storylines for the week, too. That Thursday night football game when the Vikings came into their house, let's not forget, if they lost that, Cooper Kupp might have been traded away.
Yeah.
That was a conversation that was had significantly. And it was a surprise that Puka Nacua was coming back from the knee injury that he suffered and then worsened in the preseason, apparently, in that first opener loss against the Lions, and he comes back. And don't forget, in the interim, the Lions, Rams went 1-4 to start. Mm-hmm. So they're a different team when these guys are not out there. And if you want to play some three-dimensional chess, let's just say everything goes chalk, right? It happens. It happens a lot.
It does.
That things go chalk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The 3 seed goes to visit Philadelphia. And the Rams would love to have somebody knock Philadelphia off for them. I think they're far more confident against a team they've already beaten this weekend, or a team that they took into overtime in the first game and also gave quite a run to in last year's wild card round of the playoffs. I think they'd rather be indoors. I think they'd rather not see Saquon Barkley. And them finishing as the 4 seed, unless lower seeds win, then the Eagles are out anyway.
Right.
See what I'm saying? The only thing that it would cost them here to be the four seed is if lower seeds win and Tampa moves on. Now they forfeit the opportunity to host a second playoff game, similar to what happened for the Lions last year. If you remember, the seven-seeded Packers knocked off the NFC East champ in Dallas, and Detroit wound up hosting a second playoff game that everybody thought opportunity to do because of the Dan Skipper report gate. Don't forget that was last year. So if the Packers eliminate the NFC East champion again as the seven seed, then guess what? The Rams would have to go to Tampa rather than have Tampa come to them because they lost the opportunity to be the three seed. Have I worked it all out for you for me to say this is an overreaction?
All right, there you go. That's what I was waiting. How about this one, guys? You just mentioned chalk. It does happen.
Yes, it does.
Championship weekend ends up being one versus two both sides.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. Championship weekend will not be both number ones against both number twos.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I think the Ravens can knock off the Bills for a second time this year and do it in Western New York as opposed to having to do it in the state of Maryland. I think a lower seed in the NFC can make this party. I don't think this is an overreaction at all. Obviously, one versus two, going chalk. With all due respect to the other teams, I think CBS and Fox would sign for that right now. Philadelphia in Detroit, Buffalo in Kansas City. I think CBS and Fox would say, where's the dotted line?
Do you think those are the four best teams heading into the playoffs?
I cannot sit here and say that. I don't think people are talking about the Ravens enough. How does that sound? It's a little bit of a breadcrumb based on the conversation that I know we're going to have in hour number three, since we started this show saying, which is the team that we're not talking about enough going into the playoffs. So I'll say this is not an overreaction. What else you got?
Guys, would you agree that sometimes if you've been doing something or been somewhere for a long time, that a change of scenery is a good thing?
Sure.
Absolutely.
You would absolutely agree that.
Even if you don't think at the time it's a good thing.
Exactly.
It winds up being a good thing.
I told you I got a fortune cookie once that told me that, and then I moved to L.A.
That's what I'm saying. We all ended up here for a reason.
I had no idea we were moving to L.A. until ESPN handed me a cardboard box. Look at us now.
Look at us now.
If the Steelers lose this weekend, a team should trade for Mike Tomlin.
Okay. All right. And you think Tomlin would agree to such a trade? You think the Steelers would agree to such a trade?
I think they should. I think it would benefit everyone involved to have a change of scenery here.
A team should trade for Mike Tomlin. You know how I feel about Mike Tomlin, so sure. A team should do that, but I think the last time where Tomlin was alleged to be interested in leaving Pittsburgh led to one of the greatest
drops. Never say never, but never.
That was USC, if you remember.
Yeah, that was a college, though.
Look and just figure out where they are as a franchise. This is who they are. They're going to get blown out by the Ravens this weekend. I think we can all agree on that.
I don't know
and
about that,
then
dude.
What? Then what? You're just a team that makes the playoffs Let's and has no chance of winning a Super Bowl.
Let's put a pin in this.
Can I say this? Just based upon, growing up there and everyone I'm friends with is Steeler fans.
Oh, they wanted to change the scenery,
being
right?
Being home over Christmas and having to listen to local media and read stuff. I kind of feel for him. Like, it doesn't seem like he's appreciated. The Steeler fans don't appreciate the fact that they don't lose. They just think like they should win every Super Bowl. So they don't appreciate the fact that they've got a great leader and a man who leads your team to victory. So why maybe it is time for
players,
him, Chris.
The players aren't
somewhere.
The ones complaining about it.
No, but
why
it's
wouldn't
so
Woody
loud,
Johnson
Rich.
Call the Steelers and be like, how, what's it going to take? What's the price?
It's so loud, Rich. Like I said, reading the stuff and listening to local news when I was back home. It's
the
just
Chicago
like,
Bears, like, make an offer.
No, now you're talking. I don't think the Jets would be something that Tomlin would listen to. But Tomlin listening to a team that would say, come to Chicago and coach Caleb Williams, I mean, that might be something would even give him pause. If he hears from somebody to say, guess who called today, Mike?
And also, Rich and Chris, it might be nice for Coach Tomlin to actually coach a top-notch wide receiver who, isn't necessarily a problem on and off the field.
That he doesn't have to say to, have to do the routine things routinely or put the Batmobile away.
Yeah, like a guy you're not worried about fighting in the middle of a play on fourth and short. Like, you know, a guy who's not going to do some of the things that wide receivers from Pittsburgh, very talented, as we know, have done. Maybe he needs just to get a wide receiver who is video games, man. And I'm just saying, okay.
It should be an option.
Both East Coast people are saying this is not an overreaction.
Interesting.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
You finally admitted it, too, which is awesome.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. Staying in the AFC North, I want to look ahead to next year. This is hot seat season,
yes.
And I want to talk about who might be on the hot seat for next year.
Ooh, yes. Let me get my torch.
Number one coach looking ahead to next year on the hot seat, Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
What are you talking about, man?
Well, he just fired the D.C., so
that's
the first sign that you know your seat is getting warm.
I mean, 9-8 might be 11-6, and they're in it if they had a few defensive stops earlier this year.
You can't keep wasting these Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase years.
Again, you keep talking about Zach Taylor on the hot seat. I need to know how many years are left on his contract, because the last owner in the history of the NFL that is going to pay a coach to not coach for him is Mike Brown. I present to you the number of years Marvin Lewis stuck around in Cincinnati longer than Cincinnati Bengals fans wanted him to stick around or thought he should stick around. Move on, overreaction, what else you got?
Zach Taylor has an extension through 26.
Wow.
So, you know.
So, yeah, he's not paying a coach a single dime to sit at home. What else, Chris?
Wow. All right. I'm 48 hours removed from the debacle Sunday in Foxborough.
Is that what it's called? It's going down?
Okay.
The snow game, the debacle?
And I've thought it all out, okay? I've really analyzed everything. This Patriots season was actually a massive success.
Well, because if you got rid of the coach that you didn't want to have, and then they're first to fourth overall, and you know that you got the kid right, sure.